This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated the prestigious Sonmarg Tunnel in Ganderbal district of Jammu and Kashmir. The project has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. The tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh, promoting tourism and giving boost to defence logistics in the region. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Jammu and Kashmir is becoming a hub of tunnels, high bridges and ropeways." The Prime Minister asserted that work is in progress on road connectivity projects worth more than 42,000 crore rupees.
Jammu Kashmir mein road connectivity se jude hi 42,000 crore rupaye se jyada ke project par kaam chal raha hai. Char national highway project, do ring road par kaam tezi se jari hai. Sonmarg jaisi 14 se jyada tunnels par yahan kaam chal raha hai. Ye sare project Jammu Kashmir ko desh ke sabse connected sube mein se ek banane wale hain.
Underlining the significant contribution of the tourism sector to India's journey towards becoming a developed nation, the Prime Minister remarked that improved connectivity will allow tourists to reach previously unexplored areas of Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held talks with Spanish Foreign Affairs Minister Jose Manuel Albares in Madrid yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he had a productive conversation on bilateral partnership including in trade, investment, defence, security, urban development, railways, among others took place during the meeting. The minister added that India appreciates Spain as a votary for strong India-EU ties and a reliable Mediterranean partner. Dr. Jayashankar noted that both the countries signed agreements on sports and sustainable urban development. He also said that the exchanges throughout this year will strengthen Indo-Spanish ties and create new momentum for cooperation. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India as a nation stands for peace, stability and global growth. Addressing the students and faculty members of New York University in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar hailed India as the cultural center of the world. He highlighted the country's $2 trillion economy has doubled with 8% growth. Mr. Dhankar underscored that 14 kilometers of world-class highways and 6 kilometers of railway tracks are being added daily. The Vice President also noted that every year, 4 new airports have been added and 1 metro system with 1,000-kilometer metro network across 23 cities. He said that India has been the first responder in crises like earthquakes or COVID, and the country safeguarded 1.3 billion people while assisting over 100 countries. He also emphasized that in war-torn areas, India has ensured safe evacuations for citizens and foreign students. The country's net direct tax collection has surged by nearly 16% to around 16,90,000 crore rupees in the current financial year so far. According to the Central Board of Direct Taxes, the gross direct tax collection has also achieved an impressive growth of around 20%, amounting to over 20 lakh crore rupees. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has emphasized that the situation in Jammu and Kashmir is under control and the region is witnessing a gradual shift from terrorism to tourism. General Dwivedi stated this during the annual press conference of the Indian Army in New Delhi. General Dwivedi said the situation is sensitive but stable on the northern borders. He affirmed that the forces are well poised to deal with any adverse situation and building a robust infrastructure at the border areas is the key priority of the Indian Army. India started their Khokho World Cup 2025 campaign with a thrilling victory over Nepal, 42-37 in their Group A encounter. The match held at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi proved to be an exciting contest. And with that, we end this news bulletin.